Hello student, welcome to the chapter number 3, Utilizing a Popular Social Media Platforms for a Business Generation. This chapter, we will discuss more on case study base, where we will be discussing a case in a understand to how social media platforms for a business can be helped or to be generated. So for basic understanding of this chapter, there are a few objectives that we are going to discuss. First, develop a knowledge for a popular social media platform that we have already done in chapter number 1 and chapter number 2. Second, understand a marketing practice for each platform. Third, learn do's and don'ts for effective campaign. Fourth, the strategies for leveraging a platform for a business growth. Now, when we are trying to find how these platforms can be used, most importantly, we should understand the importance of choosing the right platform. Because this platform will always create an image of the company to the targeted audience. Whereas the cross-promotional strategies can be think of where we can link Instagram to the Facebook. There's an example, a blog post shared as a tweet or a Facebook update to extend the reach. Now, this is something which is a completely a different way of doing cross-promotional strategy. This strategy will always help the company not only to use one platform, but multiple platforms can be used. Now, there are certain key features of social media platforms. When we are talking all about the Facebook, we know it is already a largest user base where 3 million plus users are there. The tools like Facebook provides us the groups, pages and ads, which actually helps the company to reach on a larger audience. Now, we have already discussed, but we will talk about again the Starbucks engaging Facebook campaign, which has leveraged Starbucks at a different level. Second, LinkedIn, the best for B2B network. The tools provided by LinkedIn are company pages, ads groups, and sponsored email. Now, an example for IBM through leadership on LinkedIn has leveraged the image of IBM on a different scale for B2B business generation. On YouTube, a video-first approach were the second most visited site globally. An example, the Lego's creative storytelling through videos has actually helped Lego to communicate the business model to the targeted audience, which has helped to reach Lego to reach the targeted audience in a different way, how these models can be built up and how you can create a different product or maybe completely different package in front of the customers. Instagram, where visual content will higher engagements. Example, Nike has innovative use of Instagram stories to create the new product knowledge in the minds of the customers. Twitter, recently it is called X, a real-time communication hashtags for the visibility. Example, Wendy's has humorously tweet during the engagement. Now, when we are talking all about the strategies of Facebook marketing, create a business page is one of the first and foremost thing that company needs to do. Or maybe a small company. Second, engage using the groups. Make the people engage into different groups so that the communication will actually engage and envision the power of the social media marketing. Use of ads for the targeted promotions. Now, whenever company wants to do some new product promotion or sales promotion, companies can easily do an advertisement where the company can directly target their targeted audience by using these promotional tools. Let's understand a small example where the local bakery is trying to create a Facebook page and sharing the promotional offers, boosting the visibility and sales. The people who are connected through Facebook, through this bakery, will actually get it into engaged, where the people can comment, people will come to know, people will have an awareness about that bakery is actually having some new promotional offerings and people can actually get engaged and direct sales can be boosted by a bakery by using a Facebook as a marketing model. Now, when we're talking about the LinkedIn as a marketing tool, there are certain best practices which are followed on LinkedIn by different companies. First is building professional credibility with an endorsement. Company will always endorse the different things to the professional world. Now, most of the time, the companies which are into B2B business are mostly engaged the customers on LinkedIn. Use of LinkedIn groups for industry-specific network. Now, let's take an example. If I'm working into an IT domain and I want to connect with my product services which are into AI to specific group or specific communities, I can easily endorse my campaign on LinkedIn to the specific industry network, which will help me to reach to directly to that specific group of companies. And actually, I can showcase my product to the specific company. Leverage on showcase on pages with the targeted campaigns can be done. It is again one of the best practice which can be followed on LinkedIn. Now, company like a consultancy firm, when they want to generate some leads, they always do a business more on in-mail campaign, which is one of the tool of LinkedIn, which is used by many of the companies. When we are talking all about YouTube marketing, what are the benefits of YouTube marketing? It is always a cost-effective branding through a video, insights for an audience and engagement. Now, example, tutorials by tech brands like Dell to educate the users. Now, most of the times when the company is into learning way, company wants that customers to understand the product in different way, the company will always comes with a video on YouTube. Now, this will help the company to reach to the targeted audience, as well as company product can be easily learned how to use it, what are the benefits of the product, and many more things through video. And this is how the company can give more insights to their targeted audience, and they will make more engagements. The reach of the product can easily reach to the targeted audience. Now, when we are talking all about the Instagram marketing, the basic strategy of leveraging Instagram stories for temporary updates. Now, using the visual compelling content is again one of the strategy which can be used by company to create a humor into the business, where Zomato has used humor to relatable posts to increase the engagements. Most of the times, Instagrams are used to create more engagements, to reach more, empower the people as well as companies and engage more customers. When we are already discussed about the Twitter and the X and the marketing with the key points where we need to think of engaging using the branded hashtags, increase the repost for organic reach. Now, organic reach is again one of the reach where the company is not paying anything, but it is getting more reach because of more engagement of the customers. Now, there's an example where Oreo's real-time engagement during the Super Bowl blackout. So let's understand the challenges and solutions. Now, there are two different challenges which is always seen by companies while doing promotion on social media. Identifying the right platform. Measuring the ROI on a campaign. Many times what happens, the company, when they actually plan to come up with some new ad marketing, where they always use different platforms for their different ads, the targeted audience is defined, but still, when they actually measure the ROI, the campaign ROI is less than the expenditure. Now, this is the most important challenge that they face whenever they are promoting their videos or audios or any different kind of ad campaigns. Now, what are the solutions for this? The solution for this is always company needs to measure the analytics, which is available on Facebook for insights and LinkedIn analytics and many more places. Test and refine the campaign based on the platform performance data. Now, for this, we need to understand a small case. Now, let's understand a small case where the small fashion retailer builds its brand using Instagram stories, Facebook groups, and YouTube tutorials. The results have seen it increases the audience by reach by 40% in 6 months. Now, there's a basic question. What are the different social media platforms to be utilized, to steps to take it further for the retailer? Now, when the company is thinking of we need to increase more on a reach of audience, company needs to think of multiple ways of social media platforms. So now, if the retail store or fashion retail brand wants to do a social media Instagram stories, a fashion retailer can do a daily Instagram stories showcasing behind the scenes clips for their design or process, how we are different from other brands, make the customer testimonials on the web page as well as on different platforms of social media, as well as announce the new products of the launches of the company or maybe a fashion retail store. That is actually making things happen. When how to do it, there is one way of execution. Company or fashion retailer can interactive polls where we can ask certain questions like which color would you like the best and many more questions on the same, where highlight reels for product categories. The customer comes to know that what are the different range of product categories we are selling in the market. Now, there's one more way that where the partnership with the local influencers to model the outfits. So this is actually helping the customers to understand how I'm looking on the, if I'm going to use this outfit. And the result can be easily seen by increasing audience and engagement by 50% within the 3 months. The sales grew by 30%, driven by a limited time offers promoted through stories. Now, where we can actually promote a, a different sales promotion strategies which will help the company as well as to boost the sales. The second step that fashion retailer can do, that is Facebook groups. A fashion retailer can create a private Facebook group called Sustainable Style Community. That is a tagline which we can give it. And now we all know that sustainability is one of the buzzwords in the business world, where the people can react, interact more about sustainability. Now, how to do it on Facebook? The execution would be in the three different steps. The group members discuss about the fashion tips, sharing styling ideas and review of the products, where the communication, engage and empowering will be more. Exclusive discounts and early access to the sales are provided for group members, which will always benefit for the company, fashion retail outlet. Now, what is going to happen afterwards? The results, if we are going to measure, build a loyal custom community of 5,000 members within 6 months. Our members contribute 20% of repeat sales by engaging in group exclusive offers. Now, this is something which is actually helping company by making a community of more than 5,000 members in 6 months, which is going to help the company to increase 20% of repeated sales by engaging into the group exclusive offers. Now, ultimately, what we have done, we have created an exclusive discount for whom? For the people, those who are into community of Facebook group, where we are actually engaged a title of sustainability style community. Now, let's understand the third way or third step of doing promotions of the retail outlet or fashion retail outlet on YouTube tutorials. The retailer can start a YouTube channel to educate the audience on sustainability fashion. Now, how to execute it? Weekly videos, how to style the handmade dresses for any seasons, or 5 tips to make the clothes last longer. These are the certain tips which can be shared by a retailer on a YouTube video, on a weekly videos, which will actually help the people to understand how we are different from other brands and how we can make the things easy for the customers in a sustainable way. What are the sustainable fashions in today's world? What are the trends that we can use it? How we can create a unique USPs? These things are playing very important role in the videos. So we can showcase it. Let customer understand. It is our duty to make people learn about the product that we are selling into the market. So these weekly videos can help a lot for a company to use a YouTube tutorials. Now, again, there is one more way, link to the website, including in the video description. So whenever you are going to link the video to the website, whenever the customer is going to hit the link on YouTube or maybe Instagram or Facebook, these links will fetch the customers directly to the web page. Ultimately, the SEO will play important role and your search engine optimization score will be high and you will be coming ahead of other competitors in the market on Google search engine. Now, this is again going to help the company to make a presence of SEO in the market. So what are the results? The results are channel has grown more than 10,000 subscribers in a year, and video has drove 15% of web traffic and increased the first time consumer conversion of the customer is more. So ultimately, YouTube channel has helped the company to grow in 10,000 different subscribers. Now these subscribers can become one of your most important customers. Just now we have seen how the fashion retailer has used different tools of social media marketing to engage more customers. We should understand the overall impact of this strategy, which is used by a retailer for a holistic social media strategy, which has actually led a retailer to increase 40% of their brand awareness, a 35% growth in revenue, and it enhanced the customer loyalty through community building. Now, this is a great example or a great small story of a small retailer which has helped the social media has helped the retailer to grow more in a bigger market. In the end of the session, let's understand how the summaries of strategies where Facebook, LinkedIn and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter has played important role. The emphasizing on integrating platforms for the holistic approach. These things we have seen in today's session. And I hope you will you might have understood. And definitely this is going to help you to grow more, a smaller stories to a bigger market or bigger vision. Thank you.